As I hit the door, she looked up and she took off.
I drove up to my driveway and that's when I got out.
A hit and run leads to a standoff.
He was all in my face. That's when my dad came out, try to see what was going on.
At some point, somebody hit somebody.
Now daughters stand up for their fathers.
Mr. Chavez struck him in the back of the head.
He hit my dad first.
Oh, it looks like you actually got each other really good.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Urbano Carlos is suing 17-year-old Janelle Chavez and her father Oliver Chavez for the cost to repair his car and an assault.
Come to order. All rise. Case number 420 on the calendar, the matter of Carlos versus Chavez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Ms. Chavez, I'd like you to go over to that board, please. Mr. Carlos, it is your claim that this young lady caused an accident and damage to your car.
Yes, ma'am.
And after that accident, there was some brouhaha involving you and her father, so that in addition to the damage to your car, you're suing for an assault.
Yes, ma'am.
The defense states that it was actually you that caused the accident, and they are countersuing for the same assault. Okay, your name is Janelle?
Yes.
All right, Janelle. I want you to show me where your house is.
Right here.
And show me your car.
This one. Well, this one.
Okay, so you were coming straight?
Yes.
Making a left turn?
Yes.
The plaintiff was coming straight?
Yes.
And he, of course, has the right of way.
I had the right of way.
Well, explain that to me.
In this signal right here, it's actually a green arrow, which means it's a red light coming his way. And when my green arrow, I was going, which means he had to have ran a red light.
Okay, so that's your take on it, that he ran a red light.
Yes.
And you had the right of way.
Yes.
And you say the light was green and she was making a left turn.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now I got it. That's easy. Who has the police report?
I have the police report, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it. Did the police give anybody a citation?
No, ma'am.
They did not give you a citation for running a red light?
No, they didn't.
And they did not give you a citation for failure to yield?
No.
Okay, sir. I'm listening to you.
Okay, I was driving southbound on Medical Center. As I approached the intersection, I noticed the green Taurus.
Were you alone?
No, I had my family. I had my three kids, my 15-month-old, 13, and a 7-year-old.
So there were three children in the car?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last time you got a citation for any moving violation?
It has been several years, ma'am. I honestly...
Give me.
Five years.
Before that?
As far as citations, I may have got...
What were they for?
It's been a while, so I may have to think about it.
If you don't remember, say I don't remember.
I honestly don't remember, but it's been a while.
Okay. So the last 15 years you've had two?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're traveling, go ahead.
Okay, as I approached the intersection, I noticed the white car in the left-hand turning lane. As soon as I entered the intersection, the white car turned in front of me, and I swerved to the right to try to avoid her. And as I hit the door, she looked up. She was surprised to see me, and she took off. I stopped where I was at. I looked around and made sure all my kids were okay. Alexis was...
Fine. I'll hear you.
Okay, I was coming northbound. I was making a left-hand turn. It was my green arrow. And I've lived there for about a year, so I drive, I know. And he was going quite fast. And at no point, there was no skid marks. He did not try to swerve. And I drove up to my driveway, and that's when I got out. He came out screaming at me, pointing his fingers at me, cussing at me. And that's when my dad came out, tried to see what was going on. And he was all in my face. That's when my dad tried to speak to him, and he eventually got in his face.
And so now they're screaming at each other. What happened then? But now all I hear is screaming.
I was just standing there, and they...
Oh, now just look at me.
Yes.
He's in his face. I don't hear what happened next, because at some point, somebody hit somebody.
Yes.
Who hit whom first?
He hit my dad first.
He hit your father first. Where did he hit him?
He hit him in the face.
And what did your father do?
My dad hit him back.
Were you in the car?
Yes.
Could you... How old are you?
13.
Tell me your name.
Alexis.
Alexis, were you sitting in front or the back?
The front.
Tell me what happened.
Well, my dad was on our way to drop us off at school, and we were going straight on Medical Center, and she just turned right in front when we had a green light. And so to try to avoid a hard hit, my dad swerved to the right. And he checked on us, and he got out of the car, and he went to go exchange information. And my dad was trying to get her information, and her dad came
out. Just a sec. Let's make sure you tell me everything the truth, because then I'm going to believe everything you tell me.
Yeah.
Was your dad upset?
Yeah.
Was he yelling?
No, he wasn't yelling. And her dad came out of the house saying, why the did you hit my daughter? Why the did you hit the car? And my dad asked him to relax, and he said, don't tell me to relax. And my dad said, I don't need this, and turned around to walk away. And as he was turning around, Mr. Chavez struck him in the back of the head.
Sit down. Speak.
Ma'am,
Speak.
What totally happened was...
Oh, look at me.
What happened is when my daughter was hit by this gentleman, she...
No, listen to me carefully. You weren't there, you saw nothing, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you heard a commotion.
I heard a commotion. I came out.
And you went outside. So don't tell me your daughter hit him and it was his fault, because you don't know that.
Correct.
Right. I'm telling you it was her fault.
Correct.
Smart. He's got three little kids in the car. He's not running a red light. And didn't fortuitously, on this one particular day, after having less than two tickets in 15 years, run a red light with three kids in the car. She wasn't paying attention to where she was going. I don't know where she was coming from that time in the morning, but she looks like she's a schoolgirl, right?
Yes.
And if he was driving his kids to school, what was she doing not home at that hour in the morning?
She starts school late, ma'am. She wasn't...
Where was she in the morning?
At the market.
Yeah, okay. Keep going. So now you hear the commotion.
Yes, ma'am.
And?
So I came outside, and when I went outside, my daughter was on the driveway, and he's always saying, what the... What are you doing? And my daughter's like, what are you talking about? I had the right of way. By this point, he started walking towards her and started getting in her face. I told him, I go, dude, you need to relax. This can't be happening right here. That's when all this started happening. He swung at me, and we just went from there.
He swung at you and?
And he struck me in the face.
And he hit you?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
I was just going to show you a picture, but it's okay. He can keep
I'd like going. To see the picture.
Sure.
Of what?
Of my face.
I'd like to take a look at it. I'm sure he has a picture, too, he wants to show me. Oh, it looks like you actually got each other really good.
I guess it could have been worse.
Well, it's not a thing that you actually want to have happen in front of your children.
Those were not my intentions, ma'am, at all. I just basically wanted to exchange the information.
No, I understand that. But if what you're saying is he assaulted you, the response to that is to get back into the car and lock the doors and call the police and say, I've just been attacked. That's what you do.
Right.
And if somebody attacks you, you don't attack them back, because the police responded and ruled it mutual combat.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what they did. So I don't even have to deal with it. Okay. So the only thing I have to make a decision is with regard to the accident itself. Anybody have any other information with regard to the accident itself?
Now, the accident happened approximately about 7:37 around there. The school bell scheduled for the school is at 7:40. Now, when this accident happened, my daughter... But based on what she was telling me as a young
man. I don't want you to tell me what your daughter told you. That's hearsay. She's here. She can tell me whatever she wants to tell me.
I actually, while they were going at it, I asked her, do you believe your dad was going fast? And she looked at me and she went like this.
Whether he was going fast or not is irrelevant. The question is, did you have the right of way? And
yes.
I find that you didn't. I don't know what you were doing. But I do know this. Somebody with three children in the car that doesn't have a reckless driving history doesn't speed through a red light. Somebody who's thinking about something else, looking someplace else, who's outside, that person might not be looking and go to make a left turn because you know where you're going. And look surprised when all of a sudden something happens. You know, this hour in the morning, there's usually nobody around. I don't believe he ran a red light, and I believe the accident was your fault. Could be wrong, 50% probability. I'll go with my gut. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
It's pretty tough to put your own child on the street.
You're right. It's very hard to put your own child out in the street, but I wouldn't let her bring home another unemployed person to hang around with her, because then she has a playmate.
Real kids. cases, real people. Judge Judy. Urbano Carlos says 17-year-old Janelle Chavez ran a red light and crashed into him. He also claims her father, Oliver Chavez, assaulted him at the scene of the accident. Oliver is countersuing, claiming it was Urbano who assaulted him.
I don't condone what your father did, and I don't condone what the plaintiff did in misbehaving in front of their children. Now, can I see the estimate of the damage to your car, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
What year car is it?
It's 2003, Lexus GS300.
There is no way that I'm going to award you $7,000, sir.
No,
I have the car fixed. How much is the car worth?
I have not researched to see what the Kelley Blue Book value is.
Well, this incident happened on what date?
On the 15th of November.
I want to see pictures of the car.
Oh, yes, I have them right here, yeah.
I'd like to see them.
Right there. Oh, there it is.
Police said the vehicle, too, had minor front end damage. That's what it says.
Yes, ma'am.
I see. So it looks like the bumper.
Well, I disassembled the bumper because the insurance wanted to see if there was any damage to the frame, and there is some creases to the frame itself from the impact. Now, I also was suing for bodily injury. I had went to the doctor because
I had
some pain.
Listen to me. I just told you. You both behaved badly. Nobody gets compensated for that. I don't know who started it. I don't know whether you did or he did, but you both acted badly. I think he had a hot temper, Mr. Chavez, because he came outside and somebody was yelling at his daughter. Isn't that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that you got angry because you had three kids in the car and somebody caused an accident. You got out and you got angry. I believe that that happened, too. I believe that you both behaved irresponsibly. Two grown men fighting in front of your children is something that you should really not be proud of. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. Go fix your bumper. That's
Thank
all.
You, Your Honor. Bugs, I excuse you. May step out.
What it boils down to is money. That's what we are always looking for.
Money, to me, it's not the money, obviously.
Whether it's him or me, everybody was just trying to find compensation.
The main thing is that my daughter's okay, the rest of my kids are okay, and I'm okay.
And it was what it was. I mean, can we do nothing?
Monetary doesn't really matter.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sutter versus Auger. Step forward.
Susan Sutter is suing her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Josh Auger, for unpaid rent, damaged property, and an assault.
Miss Sutter, this is your daughter's ex-boyfriend. It is your claim that he lived with you for a while. He was supposed to pay you rent. He didn't. You had an argument with him. You say he's responsible for your broken computer that you were holding, and he put his hands on you. Mr. Auger says that there was never an agreement for him to pay rent, and the rest of it is a lot of baloney. It never happened.
Correct.
Now, how long, Mr. Auger, did you live with the Sutters?
From June 2012 until March 2013.
And how old was their daughter when you were living?
25.
And how old are you?
I'm 35.
Did you share a room with their daughter?
I did.
And were you working at the time?
Off and on. I'm a musician, a vocalist. I had gigs from time to time.
Well, I assume you don't make a living being a musician.
Not a very good one, no.
How do you support yourself?
I was focused on my music full time at that time.
And what about now? Are you still focused on your music?
I am, but am also looking for a day job.
That's what you got to do.
Yes.
There are a lot of talented people out there. Till somebody plucks them out of the crowd, you have to be able to put bread on the table, Mr. Auger. And you have
yes,
to be
Your
able
Honor.
To pay your rent.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Show me how he broke your computer.
Then this is the laptop?
Yes. Oh, so he was pulling
yes.
the laptop because he said it was his?
Yes.
Okay. Were you pulling on the laptop, sir?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Susan Sutter claims her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Josh Auger, owes for rent, damaging her laptop, and an assault.
And at the time that you were living with the Sutters, what was your girlfriend doing?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Was she working?
No, Your Honor.
Why not?
You'd have to ask her, Your Honor. I don't
know. Does she have children?
No, Your Honor.
So that the two of you would just lay around the house most of the time. If you weren't doing your music, you were in Miss Sutter's house just sort of hanging around.
Working on music or otherwise.
Well, whatever. You were hanging around. You know, if I had children that were 25, 35 years old, and they were working on their music, but I had a look at them when I passed through the kitchen. I would say they're just laying around the house watching TV and listening to music and doing what you're doing. So Mrs. Sutter allowed her 25-year-old daughter to do nothing.
That wasn't my choice for her to do nothing.
No, but you allowed her to live in your home and do nothing. And you allowed her to bring a boy into the house, excuse me, not a boy, a man into the house, and also do nothing.
I wasn't happy about it.
Well, I don't care whether you're happy about it. Don't give him a key. Lock him out. Lock them both out.
Well, Your Honor, it's pretty tough to put your own child on the street. I can't do that.
No, but don't let your own child.
She had jobs.
Listen to me. You're right. It's very hard to put your own child out in the street, but I wouldn't let her bring home another unemployed person to hang around with her. Because then she has a playmate. There is no reason in the world for her to get off her duff and find something productive to do. So I want you to understand this, Ms. Sutter. I'm not awarding you any money for rent. I don't do rent for boyfriends that come and sleep with their girlfriends in somebody's house. Do you understand? That's your stupidity. I don't reward that.
I tried to get him to sign an agreement. He wouldn't do it.
I don't care if you wanted him to sign an agreement in blood. Do you have a written agreement with him that he's going to pay rent? The answer is yes or no. No. I'm not giving you any money for rent. You want to allow somebody who's unemployed to come and live with your unemployed daughter and stay in her room?
That's not exactly.
Good for you. Where is your daughter now?
She's at a friend's birthday party.
I mean, where does she live is my question.
She lives with me.
So she still lives with you?
And she's trying to find a job. It's very difficult. She's been putting in applications. She's had a few interviews.
Let her babysit. Let her help out with tidying up houses. There are lots of things that you can do instead of staying around. So you're enabling her to do nothing. Now I want you to tell me how you say he broke your computer.
With a physical altercation?
No, I want you to show me. Who is this?
Don, this is a roommate of mine. He's been there.
He's a roommate.
Yes.
Good. I want you, Don, stand up. And I want you to show me how he broke your computer.
When I told Josh to move out, he started picking up things that he felt belonged to him, but the laptop did
not. Just a second. You told him he had to move out, and are you facing him, or is it back towards you?
It was, pretend this is the laptop.
Yes. So he was pulling the laptop because he said it was his.
Yes.
Just a second. Whose laptop was it?
Mine.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Were you pulling on the laptop, sir?
There was a pulling on the laptop, yes.
Why was there pulling on the laptop, Mr. Roker?
I was under the understanding that that laptop was given to me from her.
From whom?
From Susan.
Absolutely.
Ms. Sutter.
Yes.
Well, I want you to tell me what it was that led you to believe that when you went to get the laptop, it was your laptop.
Ms. Sutter had told me as much.
When did that happen?
Months prior.
Well, tell me the event. I want to hear it.
Ms. Sutter's boyfriend, he had purchased a new laptop, from what I understand, and had this one, which was a hand-me-down, which, through some conversation between her and the boyfriend, it was passed down to us, Virginia and I.
So it wasn't necessarily yours. It was yours and Virginia's.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, show me the receipt from the purchase of the laptop.
I do not have one from my friend in Colorado.
How much did you pay for it, and what proof do you have?
I paid $250, and we did not write anything out.
I don't believe you. Next. Next.
You didn't?
No, I don't believe you.
Did it?
No. Next. Now you say he assaulted you. I want you to tell me how that happened.
By physically jerking me around when he had this laptop, he wouldn't let go. My daughter's the one who got him to let go.
You mean let go of the laptop?
Yes.
Did you go to the hospital?
No.
Did you go to the doctor?
No.
Did you call the police?
No.
Did you report an assault?
No.
Goodbye, Ms. Sutter. Thank you very much. That's all. We're done. We're done.
Parties are excused. They step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He agreed to pay some rent.
She's the mother of her daughter, and her daughter and I...
I felt like he manipulated me and used me.
Fell out.
For everything he could get.
I can't expect her to side with me.
Yeah, we're not gonna let that happen again.
And I'm really thankful to put this behind me.